Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I am Dave Whitechuck. I am your host, and this is the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, we are going to be talking about a question that I get asked all the time. Dave, what are some of the best low-cost renovations that I should be thinking about prior to listing my house? You know, we get that question all the time. I don't recommend remodeling a kitchen. I don't recommend major construction unless it's absolutely necessary. But you know, what are some of the things that I could spend a little bit of money on but get a really big ROI on that money? And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. So, you know, I remember before I sold my personal home, one thing that I had always thought about doing, there was a dining room window, and I was thinking about popping that window out and putting French doors and setting it out to a deck and putting a sunroom on the deck. And I think it was like an $80,000 construction project. And then I thought, well, this is crazy because there's no guarantee that I'm going to get even that much money back, much less make money on that investment. So what are some of the things that I focused on instead? Well, number one, something that you definitely have to do if you want to get a great return on investment, and that's paint. And I know that sounds overly simplified, but painting is one of the best things you could do for a return on investment, especially if you have the ability and the desire or the willingness to do it yourself. So what gets painted? And I say pretty much everything that makes sense, right? If the walls are dirty, put a fresh coat of paint on them. If there's stains on the ceiling, put a fresh coat of paint on them. Sometimes you can paint cabinets in the kitchen or bathroom vanities, and it can completely change the look to something a little bit more modern or something that you're going to see in new construction today, especially if those cabinets are quality. So one of the first things you could do, paint. Number two, carpet or flooring. This is a big one for me. One challenge with carpet in a house is it holds smells, allergens, and you know, things that people really don't want, especially in a post-COVID world. And another thing that you have to remember with carpet is if it's in a high traffic area, it gets beaten down, it looks worn, you can tell when there's some stains or discoloration, and people just don't like it. So number one, I say this all the time when it comes to flooring. If you have a high traffic area, don't go with carpet, a solid surface, luxury vinyl plank, hardwood floors. If you're someone out there right now, a first-time home buyer, and you're buying a house that was maybe done in the 70s or 80s, sometimes you get really lucky, and if you pull the carpet back, you can find the original hardwood floors underneath those carpets. Refinish those. That's something that you could put your money into, and it's really going to increase the value of your property and also its aesthetic appeal. Now, if you're like me and you like carpet in the bedrooms, that's great. Replace those carpets. And sometimes when I talk to people, they say, well, Dave, I don't have the time to replace the carpets in my house. And I say to them, well, I'm not recommending you do it, right? Like you could go into a local carpet shop and tell them what you want to do. They'll send out a crew. They'll get rid of the old stuff, put the new stuff in. And all you have to do is schedule it and pay. I mean, you're not there actually installing the carpet. So it's not very labor intensive if that's something that you want to do. This one sounds like it's an easy one, but number three is clean your house. And you know, well, of course, right? Clean my house. But what do I clean? Everything, right? Appliances is a big one. If someone opens up your refrigerator, it shouldn't look like, you know, a science experiment was taking place there. And we've seen those, right? And now it just makes people question, if a house isn't really clean, Has it been maintained? What's been the upkeep on this house? I remember when we bought our second home, one of the things I was able to do, I actually rubbed my finger across the top of the furnace and there was no dust on it in the utility room in the basement. And I just remember thinking to myself, if someone took this much care to keep the house clean, chances are this is the type of house that I want to buy. So if you don't have time to clean, hire a professional cleaner. I mean, I do it just as part of the normal maintenance in my house. I pay a couple hundred dollars every other week and someone comes and cleans my house and it looks as good as the day I bought it when they're done. You got to make sure everything is clean. Something else you may want to consider is changing out countertops or vanity tops. These are things that can really date your home. Now, if you have cabinets or vanities that are in good shape and you don't want to replace the whole thing, sometimes the countertop can completely change the look of a kitchen or a bathroom. So if you have old Formica countertops, and I think back to my grandparents' house, they had orange Formica countertops with an orange Formica backsplash. And when you walk in there, it's like 1976, just slaps you in the face. If that's what you have in your house, you might want to change that, right? Or if you go into the bathroom and there's a vanity top and it's in the shape of a seashell, no one's doing that today, right? So it just looks super old and super dated. So one thing I recommend there is go down to a local granite shop and just find out what they have. Solid surface, guys, is the way to go. So think granite, quartz, maybe even Corian, something like that that's going to uphold and look modern. Now, if you're doing this with the intention of getting as much money, as much bang for your buck as you can, my advice is buy the cheapest solid surface you can find. I see it all the time in MLS listings. It'll say, when it's talking about the kitchen, granite countertops in the kitchen or quartz countertops in the kitchen. But what they never do is they never say, granite countertops where I paid $127 per square foot for in the kitchen, right? So there's different levels of granite. And if you're just looking to modernize the house and make it look a little bit better, pick a piece of granite that's not a ton of money. Sometimes if you go to these local granite shops, you might get lucky enough to be able to find a remnant where someone needed a small piece, but they had to buy an entire slab, and you might get a really great price on granite or quartz or some other solid surface countertop. Another really simple renovation that I think gets overlooked a lot, new appliances. New appliances will definitely help you sell your home, especially to a first-time home buyer. And when it comes to appliances, a matching set, I can't tell you how much that makes your kitchen look. It's just so much better. It looks incredibly better when you have a matching set. Nobody wants a stainless steel dishwasher, a white refrigerator, a black stove, a odd colored microwave. Go where you can buy appliances and get a matching set. I think stainless steel goes a long way. We have stainless steel in our home. It's the dark stainless. It looks great. You don't see the kids' fingerprints all over it. But a matching set of appliances goes a long way to increasing your value. And if you have the ability to buy a new washer and dryer, buy that too. The simple fact is, for many first-time home buyers, they're in a position where many of them have just enough money to purchase the home. That's where they're at. And again, don't come at me with these first-time home buyers. They're lazy and they don't work and blah, 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 and they buy lattes too frequently. Look, that's not what it is, okay? They have student loan payments. Everything is far more expensive today than it was, you know, 30 years ago. And the wages in this country have not kept up with inflation. So first-time home buyers, they have a lot of stress. If they see a house with brand new appliances, they're willing to pay a premium for that because in their mind, that's something that they won't be shelling out money in the near future to address. New appliances, matching set, they go a long way. And the last thing that I want to talk about as far as not spending a ton of money, but getting a lot for your investment, the curb appeal of your home. It's often overlooked and it really shouldn't be. You know, put new mulch in the beds. Make sure the shrubs are trimmed. Make sure they look nice. The lawn should be manicured. It should look its best. And for a lot of people, you can do this yourself. Now, look, if you have the money, if you're fortunate enough and you have a few dollars, you can hire a professional landscaping crew to come in and make it look beautiful. But when someone pulls up to your house, that first impression, it lasts. It really does last. And if the outside is in shambles, sometimes that's such a big turnoff, people almost don't even care what's on the inside of the house. So invest a few dollars in the curb appeal. Have the lawn looking great. Have those flower beds looking great. Make sure any type of shrubbery doesn't look wild and unkept, and it's going to go a really long way. Now look, those are six great low-cost renovations that everyone can do right now. And if you're thinking about selling your house, if you take me up on that advice, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see the return on investment that you'll receive. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.